Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pacific Beer Chat records on the traditional unceded territory of the Coast Salish First Nations, including the Halitsum, the Catesy, the Kwantlen, the Coquitlam, the Matsqui, the Musqueam, the Kakite, the Semiahu, the Squamish, the Tawasin, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Stalo First Nations.
Welcome to Pacific Beer Chat. I'm Mike.
I'm Warren.
I'm Jordan.
And today, we do not have a guest. Today, we're doing another episode where we're going to open up some really interesting beers and drink them and tell you what we think.
Yeah. So, we got some beers here from Henderson Brewing out of Toronto, Ontario. They reached out to us and offered to send us some beers to try here. So, shout out to Julia from Henderson Brewing.
Thanks, Julia.
So, we've got two beers in front of us. You might have heard that little music in the background.
Hint.
Hint, hint. One of the beers is, Books Are For Tourists, Rush Canadian Golden Ale. It's a 5.5% alcohol beer, which was an official collaboration between Rush and Henderson.
Awesome.
And then we've got Henderson's Best, which is an amber ale.
Now, I'm excited to try the Rush one here. I actually saw some friends posting on social media a week or so back, and I was like, oh, that's interesting, but I guess I'll never get to try it because I won't be in Toronto anytime soon. So this is fantastic. I'm excited.
Perfect. You got to love it when it works out, right?
I love it when a plan comes together.
So I'm not even sure. Like, I know Rush is Canadian. Are they from Toronto? Is that what it is?
Yeah. They're from back east. Toronto would have been the city that they would have been coming up in back in the day before they started touring with Kiss and that way back when.
Yeah, there's a little info about them if you want to read that quickly.
Here, Warren, why don't
you read? It says on the can, books are for tourists, beer is for geniuses.
Ah, that was my bad.
There you go.
here's some information.
Okay, so Rush, with worldwide album sales of over 40 million, including 17 platinum and 3 multi-platinum albums in the U.S. and Canada, plus 7 Grammy nominations, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, Rush enjoy an enormous worldwide following and are one of the most influential bands in rock. Rush also happened to enjoy delicious beer, so they teamed up with Henderson Brewing Company to bring you this flavorful golden ale featuring piney and citrus hop character, followed by a dry, spicy finish reminiscent of a white rye bread. And then there's a photo of Geddy Lee and Alex Lyson tipping a pint of the beer right there in the Henderson's tasting room.
That's really cool.
Very cool.
Because, yeah, sometimes these band collaborations are, you know, a little disingenuous because the band isn't there at all.
Or the band doesn't drink.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, I think that happened with, is it Metallica?
Metallica,
or something? Yeah.
Yes, they've done that. Megadeth has released alcohol-based drinks, and he's a reformed drinker and a born-again Christian. So, yeah, I mean, when somebody's advertising or selling, you know, marketing a liquor product or alcohol product and they don't imbibe, that makes me wonder, right?
It's
definitely not something about passion or anything like that. It's strictly about money. That's a business thing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So some of them are interesting, like this one. Clearly they were involved. They were there. I've seen other ones like, you know, the Iron Maiden beers where Bruce Dickinson was involved in that as well.
And, yeah.
You know, he's a fan of bitters. Makes sense. I think there might have been some Motorhead branded stuff back in the day.
And he told us it was the ringer was off.
It usually is. That's weird. Sorry about that, Cam. But yeah, I mean, so yeah, it's nice to see the band actually involved in the process, and that makes me much more interested in trying it.
And actually in there having a glass of it.
Yeah. So this is looks like a golden ale. It's exactly what you'd expect appearance-wise. It's got a lovely head on it.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah, pretty crystal clear.
Smells interesting. It's
bready.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of that, like almost a tart, like sourdough almost in the background.
Yeah, mm. it's I think that's a spiciness they probably talked about.
Oh, from the rye. But just in the nose. That'll be from the rye.
And it's got ever so slightly almost. Mm.
That smells really interesting.
Sweet, citrusy thing going on or something on the nose.
Yeah. Wow.
It's interesting, that's for sure.
Oh, a little more malt forward than I was expecting from the aroma.
Yeah, and there is a tiny little like rye spice in the background there. You don't usually get with this style of beer
at all. It's nice. It makes it a little more interesting for sure.
Yeah.
So this isn't just... this isn't your, you know, everyday lager they've slapped their name on.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's got kind of a grassiness. It doesn't have any bitterness to me, really, but there's definitely some hops in there. I can taste that.
There's a little bit of bitterness, but very well balanced. I would say it's slightly on the malt side.
Yeah, slightly on the sweeter side of balance.
You get the bitterness more in the finish. But you're right, it's more of a grassy kind of hop.
Yeah, kind of herbal.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I like it. I think it would be nice... on a good smoking hot day.
Yeah.
Definitely, yes.
You know, or sitting out on the deck there with some charcuterie.
Yeah. This is probably, like, this isn't going to be that beer geeks, like, rush out and buy because it's the next haze craze or whatever.
No, this is the one that the Rush fans will rush out.
Yeah.
Buy. Yeah. I can just see the people that would love this beer.
Yeah. And I mean, hey, I would drink this anytime over some yellow fizzy lager that has no flavor at all. Yeah.
No, it's not bad beer at all. It's just it's not my typical style, but I'd drink a couple cans of this if it was around. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's well made. It's interesting for its style because this style usually doesn't have a lot going on.
It's also a style that you don't see represented a lot, right?
Like, yeah, not anymore.
It's hard to find a golden ale. I think, you know, I'm trying to think of people around here that make one. The only person I can think of off the top of my head is Kevin, right?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those styles that kind of came out of the fact that craft breweries weren't really doing lagers because lagers took longer, more tank space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, lagers seemed to kind of scare craft brewers back in the day. Not just
that, but back in the day, lagers were the only thing you could buy from the big brewers, really. So there was no point for craft brewers to be making that. There were so many other styles that weren't being represented at the stores that's sort of, you know, how craft started, right?
True, yeah.
So, but now that we've come full circle, people are making the really nice, flavorful lagers and pilsners and helles and kolsches and all those things, and they're making them way nicer than the big breweries ever did.
I just wish they would keep making the golden ales and stuff because they don't take as long in the tanks.
Yeah, true.
This is actually holding its head really nice, and it's actually gorgeous, have lacing on my glass, which is quite surprising.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I like it, man.
Yeah, it's a pretty beer. Tastes darn decent, and it's got a iconic, awesome Canadian band on the label.
Well, it has to be pretty good, eh? Because we pretty much slammed them.
Yeah, it was good. Damn good.
Yeah, I do like that little spicy note in the very back. Yeah. It's not heavy, but it does add something to the beer.
Definitely
as well.
Gives it a little more flavor. Yeah. Makes it a little more.
And you were saying that's the rye. And what did they use in here? The rye and something else.
I mean,
barley.
I think that's what, you know, back when Doan's Craft Brewing was still a thing, that was one of the things that Evan kind of had as his signature. And it's kind of, I think for me at least, what made me come back to the Doan's Brewery all the time.
Interesting.
Because that little rye spiciness he loved to use was something a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people weren't using because it's a pain in the ass to brew with.
Yeah.
It can be. It gets pretty gummy, just like wheat.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was that beer that I was making a few years ago that I made at bunch of different places. I made it at P49 and Old Abbey and probably at Fulmer's and everything. It was a third wheat, a third barley, and a third rye.
And another third sadness.
Well, yeah, depending on what system you were brewing on, sure.
That's four thirds, sure. I know. But
unless you had an awesome mash tun, you'd have a stuck mash for sure.
Yeah.
Right? So, that was an interesting one.
Good times. Good times.
Made a damn good beer, though.
I'll have to make it again so I can try it. I don't think I've had it.
Oh, is that right?
It was pretty good.
No, I'll make it again one day. Maybe next spring when I got some time freed up, I can do some on the pilot system over at Fraser Mills.
Sounds good.
Right on.
Thank you to our sponsor, Ross Vanderhoek, with Royal LePage Wollstonecraft Real Estate. Check out www.rossvanderhoek.com for all your residential, commercial, new development, and investment property needs.
All right. Well, we just had Rush's Best. Let's try Henderson's Best.
I like the label on this one, on the Henderson's Best. I really like this label. It's kind of, it's not complicated. It's got this really wicked, like blue hue in the background, but it's the metallic from the can showing through, right? It's like a transparent.
And then you got the skyline of Toronto on the bottom of the can right under Henderson Best. So
this
pretty nice.
Can reminds me of Bomber Brewing's old label style.
The big red circle with the H instead of a
and,
B.
And like the kind of the skyline, the kind of the hockey jersey look a little
bit.
If Bomber hadn't changed and we saw this, it would be, have to be like a drink off of like something similar with Bomber to see which better hockey label won.
I like this label. It really catches my eye, but it's super easy to read. It's not super busy. I love it. You want the spiel off
Let's
the cap?
Do the spiel, Warren.
In days of yore, Torontonians loved nothing more than a delicious draft of traditional English ale. Fast forward a couple of hundred years to right here, right now, to the can you're holding in your hand and the beer you're about to enjoy. This is the heir to that tradition, a modern, refreshing take on a classic English ale that honors our past and looks to the future. This is Henderson's Best.
All right. Nice. Here you go, Warren. Just go for that one. That's got a nice color. It's definitely a lot darker.
It's like a perfect amber color almost, you know what I mean?
It's a little darker than the Rush beer.
Big, huge, pillowy head, and that's a really interesting color on that head.
Here, you need a little more.
No.
Yeah, the head's sort of almost a tannish.
Yeah, it is tan.
That is interesting.
It's like an orangey tan almost. Like
It's got a real amber, deep golden amber hue.
It's not a color of head I'm used to seeing. That's
awesome. No, it is very dark head for the beer. It's quite interesting.
It does have an interesting nose, too.
So they don't really say what style this is or anything. If it's best,
amber
I'm guessing it would be... Oh.
Yeah, it's an amber ale. It says right on the top of the can where the white is.
Oh, at the top there. Yeah.
They kind of hide the names
up
there.
That makes sense. Looks like an amber ale.
It's pretty mild on the nose. This is not as big a nose as the Rush beer.
Definitely not.
Malty. Malty.
It's very malty, yeah.
Not super caramely or anything like that, though.
No, it's just that malty
smell. Sort of
the
nutty, like malty, grainy.
I almost get like a slight vinegary. Maybe it's just because I didn't rinse my glass. I don't know.
I think your nose is broken.
Could be.
Yeah, not a lot of hop character in the aroma.
Maybe vinegary wasn't the right word, but there's just something I can't put my nose on, I'd say.
Well, pour it up your nose.
Well, this is a little lighter in body than I was expecting.
Yeah. It's definitely even more malt forward than the Rush beer.
Yeah.
It's huge malt, malt based.
I actually really like this.
It's kind of bready. It's kind of a little bit nutty, like you said.
It's a little sweet grainy nuttiness.
Definitely a little sweetness in there. And then the hops are very balanced and maybe slightly subdued.
Again, a little more on the earthy, kind of grassy side. Not super bitter. There's more bitterness to this one than there was to the Rush beer, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But again, super, super balanced, easy drinking. Wouldn't scare away people, I don't think.
There's just a bit of citrusy going on in there, too, eh? Just a bit. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, this is definitely a take on an English style. This has been North Americanized a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's nice. Again, not another amber's not a style you see represented that frequently either now, are you? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, 10, 20 years ago, you used to see it quite frequently at craft brewers. But, it's not something you see all that often.
Yeah, anymore. So I'm just looking up right now and said Henderson's flagship, Henderson's Best, is a modern take on an English ale. Refreshing and mild floral nose and 5.5 ABE. To create this beer, we tried to imagine the first beer brewed in Toronto at the beginning of the 19th century and how it would have changed and matured over the 215 years between then and now.
Mm-hmm.
That recipe tweaked throughout 2015, became Henderson's Best won an award, 2016 bronze, 2017 gold, Ontario Brewing Awards, and a gold at the 2020 Canadian Brewing Awards. So,
well, I could see this winning gold because... in an amber category, this one's going to stand out
big time,
and it's going to get the judges' attention because it's a little more interesting than just your average amber ale.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm just looking at their website right now, and their year-round beers seem to be fairly easy drinking, easy going, because they've got a amber ale, a lagered blonde, an Italian pilsner, the Rush Golden Ale, and then they've got one Pearson Express IPA for their year-round beers.
Nothing dark, browns, no stouts,
porters. Like being in Toronto, too, you get so much like tourist traction, so that's a good thing for people coming in for a first time just to try something. Yeah. Oh, I like an IPA or a lager or whatever.
Yeah,
sounds like it's smart.
They have an IDE series. In September, they had, the Gladstone English Pale Ale. So, again, a bit more subdued, easygoing beer, it sounds like.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now you got me curious about the size of their system and everything. We should probably talk to them about flying us out there so we can do an episode.
Or they can maybe.
We can ask Rush.
Yeah, Rush, can you come on out here?
And they'll send their plane out.
Yeah, exactly.
And we can fly by night.
Oh, geez.
I don't know Rush music other than Tom Sawyer.
So. Fly by night.
They do have like quite a little seasonal section if you scroll down a bit further.
Okay.
You got a wet hop lager, English golden ale.
So they do some interesting
pale
things.
Pale lager, Vienna lager, West Coast double IPA.
Ooh, hell yeah.
A blueberry lime gose.
Oh, nice.
A Dortmunder.
Wow.
A raspberry lime gose.
Okay.
I don't even know how to say this one. Grudziski?
Oh, is that the smoked wheat beer?
It's called Suds of Buds.
Okay.
A barrel-aged old ale, oak-aged ESB.
Oh, wow.
Watermelon lime salted goze, New Zealand pilsner.
Jeez.
And the list goes on and on.
Okay, so they do some interesting things,
too. Yeah, so those are all their, I guess, seasonals they've done over time. Ooh. Yeah, the list goes on.
They've
so,
got a Back in Black, Black IPA.
There you go. AC/DC doesn't know about that.
Nice.
Well, they should be. Maybe that's the next collab, right?
Get over there, Angus.
I wonder. I bet you Angus drinks a few beers here and there.
You know what this actually reminds me of? The smell a little bit is like my first home brew. The one that didn't explode. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's got a, because it was like a English pale ale.
Yeah, it definitely has that earthy English yeast kind of character to it. Eh?
The more I'm drinking it, the more citrusy notes I'm getting on the flavor for sure.
It's nice. The hops kind of poke through a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is good, man.
Well, yeah, I'm really happy they sent these beers out.
This one's got crazy clarity on it, too. I wonder if they filter. Probably not if it's English style. Well, they might. If it's English style, it's quite appropriate to use finings, right? Like isinglass.
Or one of many different things, yeah.
Isinglass, gelatin, but yeah. No, isinglass.
Even that, thing that breaks down gluten so it can be gluten reduced?
Oh, that stuff.
Because that also clears things out, too.
Firmade or that kind of
something, yeah.
Yeah, Google it, guys.
That junk. Kevin's yelling at the podcast right now.
Probably,
that'll hear in a week.
Can't hear you. Can't hear you, Kevin. La, la, la.
All right, so if we don't really have any questions we can ask anybody, so do we just want to do the question of the night already?
Yeah, might as well, yeah.
All right, boys. Mike, we'll start with you since Julia hooked you up with these. Are you liking the golden ale or the amber ale?
It's kind of hard for me because they're both really interesting. They're both easy drinking. Neither one's like stand out, like punch in your face, like this is the best one or most interesting one.
Right.
But I'm probably going to say the Henderson's best, I think.
He looked back and forth at the cans for a few seconds Viewers can't see that. All right, Warren, what are you feeling, buddy?
I'm going to lean towards the golden ale just because I like Rush and I like golden ales. And it was nice. It was well done.
Yeah.
But they were both good. I mean, it's pretty much a toss-up.
Hey, Tom Sawyer, I mean, Jordan.
Come on, I've got clothes on. For me, like the Golden Ale is nice. It's not my go-to style. I just preferred the Amber Ale. When I took my first sip, I kind of knew right away I'd rather drink this than the other one. Saying that, they're both good.
Yeah.
But just the, I don't know, the maltiness and the little citrus on the Amber Ale was nice. It was good.
Yeah, this one, the Henderson's Best, was probably a little more on the bitter, a little more on the hoppy side. So
yeah.
That makes sense.
for me, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you want to check out Henderson Brewing, go to hendersonbrewing.com. And if you want to check out Rush, it's rush.com.
And their Instagram's just at Henderson Brewing, too. So cool. You can check them out on that, too.
And Henderson Brewing's website, it seems to have some info on Rush and everything, too. Yep. Probably all because of the collaboration.
Yeah.
So if you want to learn more about the band, check out the website.
Cool. Oh, yeah. And if you've never heard of Rush, you probably should.
At least give them a try, yeah.
How many millennials listen to this, though?
Not many.
Yeah, they're the only ones that don't know Rush.
All right. True. Well, thanks for tuning in, and thanks to our Patreon members.
Yes.
Thanks to Liz.
Oh, no. Not a long time, no.
Also, Julia, for sending the beers.
Yes, thanks, Julia, for sending the beers.
That's fantastic.
If you want to find us on social media, you can find us at
Pacific Beer Chat.
And you can go to pacificbeerchat.com. And also, if you want to support us, you can go to patreon.com/pacificbeerchat. And money goes towards upgrading equipment and making the show better. So shout out to Indie Beer Show for one last time. Unfortunately, yeah. They're shutting down.
Last cheers, boys.
But it's been great listening to you. And thanks for supporting us all this time. Hell and yeah. Steve.
Awesome.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.
Future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.